Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, students at more than 2,500 schools across the country will walk out of class. The plan is to leave school or at least gather in the hallway for 17 minutes. That's 1 minute for each of the victims who died in last month's school shooting in Parkland, Florida. As NPR's Corey Turner reports, this walkout is also a walkout onto a tightrope between students' free speech rights and schools' legal obligations.
And like any tightrope, this one is full of tension. The organizers have been clear. This walkout is a political call to action.
It's about protesting Congress's inaction when it comes to gun violence.
Caleb Jagol is a protest coordinator and 17-year-old senior at Mason High School in Mason, Ohio. Organizers are demanding an assault weapons ban and expanded background checks, among other things. Jagol knows that isn't sitting well with some school leaders. One superintendent in Texas is telling students, if you walk out, you will be suspended for 3 days. And that's why, Jagol says, he wants students to know.
If it's possible to work with administration, then great. But if consequences like suspension are being threatened, they still do have those First Amendment rights.
But those rights also have limits at school. Before they walk out, students need to ask themselves,
is it going to be disruptive to the learning and educational mission of the school?
Aisha Bhandari is a staff attorney with the ACLU. She says free speech rights don't stop at the school doors, but they also don't allow students to disrupt class. And schools are within their legal rights to step in a variety of ways. First, they can discourage the walkout and punish students who protest anyway. But, Bhandari says,
they shouldn't be punished any differently than any other unexplained or unexcused absence would be. I think that's the really critical distinction here.
If a district's rulebook says skipping class should trigger a call home or detention, then it can't just start issuing suspensions. Another option for principals is to just let the students walk out. But that's complicated, too.
Schools stand in what's known as loco parentis. So we don't simply release our students into the ether.
Francisco Negron is chief legal officer at the National School Boards Association. He sent guidance to districts to help them walk this tightrope. In loco parentis means schools are legally obligated to safeguard students. The irony is that this walkout is all about student safety. But that's also driving school leaders' fears about letting them walk out. That's why some schools have talked about turning the walkout into an assembly to give protesters a safe forum. But Negron warns that, too, can be tricky.
When you open up a forum for protests to happen, then you open up the possibility that those parties that you don't allow in could claim then that you're discriminating on the basis of viewpoint.
The best plan for schools and students may look something like what they're doing at Buckley High School in Hartford, Connecticut.
Staff, administration, students will be walking out down to our football fields, and we will stand there in silence for 17 minutes.
Gage Solicki teaches social studies at Buckley High, and the walkout comes after he's taught a multi-day lesson around it. His class watched cell phone footage taken by students during the Parkland shooting, and they explored all sides of America's raging gun debate.
So we wanted to make sure that students, if delving into some heavy legal territory related to Second Amendment rights, would have equal access to the pros and cons of the issue.
Solicki says students were then asked to make a poster for the walkout, or write a letter to a person in power, or maybe write a song or a poem about what they've learned. It's one school's way of turning this tension-filled moment into a teachable moment. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.